The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. The arena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference the arena makes and beat it right along.
Look at how quickly I sped through all of those, and I hope that I gave you all the answers that you deserve for the kindness of joining in. But since Fatty left me a page of fucking tweet me a question, I figure I better do something for him because it was kind of him. So here we go, and I don't have any theme music, Fatty, forgive me, other than you're fat, Fatty is so fat, he's fatty, he's fatty, he's fatty, he's fatty, he's fatty, he's so fat, fatty, fat. Auntie Vera, if you could...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're fat, Fatty is so fat, he's fatty, he's fatty, he's fatty, he's fatty, he's fatty, he's so fat, fatty, fat.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2119 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 8th of March 2016, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I got some voice letters to play for you. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, farewellers. Big Fatty, where are you going? No, not me. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you are farewellers today. Be ready, I'm sad. Well, here's why. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Sunday night was the final episode of the Downtown Alley, I'm not going to put any spoilers out there right now. Big Fatty, you better not. But, y'all, all I got to say is props to the Downton Alley folks for just making a wonderful, wonderful final episode, the series finale, and y'all, it was just really well done. Yeah, it was a little happily ever after, I'm okay with that. I am okay with that, and I will spoil this. Be ready, y'all. They say that they may do one of those picture shows in the future. So y'all, you know, there are storylines that could still move forward. Y'all, it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 8th of March, Big Fatty, 1 week from the odds, it's true, y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you may have met him at the Pride 48 in previous years, and Big Fatty, I'm sleepy. Big Fatty, he sent you some cookies for Grandma. It's true, y'all. It is none other than... And y'all, he lives up there near that Bernard Sanders. Yes, Big Fatty, I think they're neighbors. They go to bingo together. Big Fatty, I don't know where that came from. I don't either. But y'all, it is none other than that John in the VT. Big Fatty, I think that means Vermont. It does. So, y'all, I don't know if John is on the Twitty or the Face Space or any of that kind of stuff. But y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old slice of maple cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is your number one fan of 2016, Brian and Danbury. Calling you from the Danburys. And just calling to check in and say hi to the wonderful world of March, and that everyone should be aware of the Ides of March, and that people can't be trusted. So just keep that in your hat. And top of the day to you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is number one fan of the BFO for 2016. That's Brian Big Fatty. We love Brian and Danbury. I guess he was alone. Yes, Big Fatty. He didn't have the flopfo with him. Big Fatty, I fucked that up. Poor Big Fatty. Brian, thank you so much for the call. Brian was on the 20. On Monday, and y'all, evidently, he was having some sort of oral pain. Big Fatty, about what time? About 2:30. Big Fatty, it never gets old. It never gets old. Well, you know, whatever. Anyway, Brian, I hope you're doing well, and that your oral pain is better. Big Fatty, you sure it was oral? Well, it was, you know, probably with the flobfo, it better be oral. Big Fatty, you've gotten vulgar.
Oh, Big Fatty, hello, hello, hello. This is Lurker Willie Sicily. Kind of say hi. I waited purposely till the end of the month because this may be a so-so question for you, but it's a serious question for me.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Willie So Silly. We met him at the Pride 48 this past year. Willie, what you got?
Okay, and I was wondering, how do I keep the lid of my super glue from sticking itself to, like, the super glue jar, bottle thing? How do I do that? Is there a way? Do you know? I'm looking for answers. Thanks. Love you. Hi, Speaky Kitty. Love you. Bye.
Okay. That, of course, is Willie So Silly. And Willie, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And Willie, this is an excellent. This is an excellent question. Big Fatty, it's been a while since you said that. It's true. And, I'm delighted that you waited until March to provide this as an excellent question. I don't know that I have two answers for this. The first answer is when you are done with the super glue. Big Fatty, is that like the Super B? No, it's nothing like the Super B. Just wipe the tip off with a paper towel, and then it won't stick to itself. And probably the other answer is the one that most people would follow. You get pissed off, and you throw the shit away, and you just go buy another thing of it, because it's not worth the frustration. Big Fatty, you can say that again.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Anna. Excuse me. I have a horrible... I don't know what's going on, but my voice keeps cracking. I was just listening to... Tuesday's show, where Toppy had asked about if you wanted a puppy dog or a kitty cat. And I desperately want a doggy because I love them. They're companion animals and all of that stuff. but I live up three flights of stairs to get to my apartment. And then also I have an asshole for a landlord. And plus I can't afford the vet bills anyway. But my sister, the Rebel Without Applause, knows of a website called Bark, apostrophe, the letter N, apostrophe, Borrow. It is an app for the cellular telephonic devices where you can put in your zip code and you can sign up to be a sitter, a walker, or even just someone to come and play with doggies in your area. Just a thought. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all that, of course. Big Fatty, have you got the same disease as Princess? I don't know if it's disease. I've got the malady. I've got the Princess Hannah malady. Yes, Big Fatty. But Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, even though it's cracking. Big Fatty, are we sure it's not puberty? Princess Hannah, I was not aware of this Bark and Borrow app for the cellular telephonic device. However, I was aware of a similar device. It's very popular, and this comes to me from a very reliable source, Miss Beaver, and this app is very popular in the Faroe Islands. I believe it was developed there in Tórshavn, and y'all, it's very similar to this Bark and Borrow. It's for instead of puppy dogs, it's for sheep, and it's called Bleep and Borrow. Big Fatty, that's you went a long way for a stupid ass joke.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Christina from Greetings from Nowhere, your number three fan of the BFO, and as the only official BFO fan who is located on the West Coast, I feel that maybe one of my duties should be to do another side of the country report for your listeners who live in the only time zone that matters. It's raining. It's raining here, and we need it bad. And I know that Auntie Vera has been complaining that El Nino has been a big load of hooey, but it hasn't been for Northern California. Those of us who live in the center part of the state, up in the Silicon Valley, are getting rained on for 20 to 30 hours at a time. It's quite nice, and we're very excited about it. When it's not raining, it's incredibly beautiful. So that's your West Coast weather report. Also, nobody cares that Nancy Reagan died. In fact, we didn't even know she was still alive. It hasn't really been on the news other than on the major news sites. And I'm not speaking ill of the dead. I'm just saying most of us responded with, she's still alive, when the news of her death came out. Other than that, there's not much going on because of the rain, but I will do my best to drum up some interesting topics. I will go for weekly and provide you with at least a tiny bit of content, as I have no other duties as the number three fan of the BFO, so I'm going to make some. Because I love you, I love your show, and to all the listeners out there, have a fantastic week. Thank you, and goodbye.
Gussie, y'all, that was the number three fan of the BFO. That's Christina from out there in the California. Hey, yes, but that's why you're playing the music, the California. Hey, here I come. It's true. And Christina, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It is always lovely to hear your voice. And, I think it's raining everywhere in the California, except Walnut Hills, right up there at the top of that mountain that the old gal lives on. Y'all, you know, it's almost like it's a donut hole. Big Fatty! But all the action is on the outside, and there in the middle is just nothing. It's just nothing. So, Christina, looking forward to a California report, and thank you for taking the initiative to provide some content. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta see y'all back over here at Spotting Big Fatty. Big Fatty, are we gonna get caught up today? Well, we just might. Y'all, that Peter, just last time we were here, Poodle was masturbating. Big Fatty, we don't need to talk about it. No, I'm sorry. Big Fatty had squirrels all over his nuts. Big Fatty Mulga. Y'all, that Peter G spotted Big Fatty again. It says, Big Fatty's taken to advertising for the new horror members at the Von's East. And y'all, it's a thing where you can try out free samples of the Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. Big Fatty Volga. Spotting Big Fatty. Spotting Big Fatty. Spotted Big Fatty. And it says, y'all, it says number one fan of the BFO for 2016, Kathy Bacon. Y'all, it's that... It's that guy that does the Family Feud, and he says, womp womp, not a winner, poor Miss Bacon. And finally, a white briefs dude, spotted Big Fatty, says, Big Fatty checking out his gentleman callers. Looks so much like Big Fatty that I don't need to do anything else to this photo. And y'all, let me just throw a plug in here for Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all just go over there to Spotting Big Fatty, and it is very simple to submit a picture to old Spotting Crazy. And y'all, I've only got one more. No, Big Fatty, I've caught up. I'm totally caught up on Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, it's spottingbigfatty.tumblr.com. And Spotting Crazy takes care of that for us. And y'all, it's just a fun place to go. And it's an easy way for you to participate. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we heard yesterday that Artie Cruza, from down there in the future, was the winner of the February content contest with the so-so questions. And y'all, I had a Twitty. I had a Twitty from... where did I see that? I don't know where I saw it, but anyway, y'all, RT Cruiser has axed that his cash money prize be donated to Pride 48. And Big Fatty, $29.29. Thank goodness we can keep the doors open another day. And y'all, I poke fun a little bit there, but y'all, that's awfully kind of you, RT Cruiser. It's just lovely. And, I think this is a lovely act of philanthropy. And Big Fatty, you know, talking about philanthropy, is probably a 99.44% chance he's going to win that death call, you know, which is into the hundreds of dollars. I wonder if he'll be philanthropic then. Who knows? Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, and by being philanthropic then, I meant, is he going to donate $29.29 out of that giant pot of money? I don't know. Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the old gal who's not getting a drop of rain out there. In the Walnut Hills, living in that donut hole. Yes, Big Fatty, she can't have donut holes yet. But Vonzie, what when you get on that cruise ship? How do the folks usually greet you?
You fat fatty is so fat. He's fatty, 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 fatty. He's so fat, fatty, fat.
Oh, Big Fatty, they know it by heart.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.